All right, we are live. Welcome to The Spin, March 13th. First off, a little bit housekeeping. John, there was a little bit of a disagreement, and so we have decided that John needs to take a little bit of a time out for a couple of weeks, kind of cool down. Tyler and John kind of got into it, maybe a little bit of a bullying, you know, so you guys have seen it. Anyway, John has elected to sit out for a little bit, and yeah, he'll come back here in a few weeks, I think. So until then, Tyler and I will carry the ship and keep you guys abreast of everything that's going on in the CrossFit Games space. JY yelling. Yes, haha, OMG, John is banned. All right, guys. Going to start here very, very soon. Seema, for what? Well, I think we'll get to it in the viewer comments. You may see a little bit. Got a little heated. I think John likes to, you know, throw his weight around a little bit, and Tyler folds.
Threw my weight around.
And so, yeah, it kind of got to Tyler a little bit. And so we're going to do something a little bit different here. All right. Here we go. First off, got some breaking news. I hinted on it on the story. If you didn't see it already, there have been some penalties on the CrossFit Games 24.2. Here it is. Let's see. Pull it up. CrossFit has assessed a 20% major penalty for consistent lack of hip extension in the deadlift to Tudor Magda. So he had 1,001 reps. He now has a score adjustment of 800. So that score has now been adjusted on the leaderboard.
Oh, just straight 20%.
Straight 20%. So 1,001 all the way down to 800. Let's see. I think I saw a comment here. Yes, you do need to watch the end of Get With The Programming. There you go.
Always.
Yeah. So, anyway, so Heidrick Kapalainen now is the winner of 24.2 on the men's side. He did get a penalty for only doing 49 double unders. So
that's good. Yeah. It was only the one rep.
Yeah. Yep. Got to finish those that get with the programming. Huge show this afternoon. So go check it out for sure.
That was a good one.
Chris Giles, where's John Young? He's been booted for a few weeks in timeout. And then on the women's side, Emily Claw is the winner of the 24.2 women's division. However, Emily did not submit a video. So
I don't know how. Because wasn't it that she was doing it with two other people and then she was just like, oh, I'm probably good. That's like, what?
Yeah, so if you watch Tiller's video, he went live this afternoon and he came and got some confirmation. I had heard it as well that basically Emily did the workout, didn't think she would be first in the world and did not take the time to record her workout. And then placed and crushed it. And then apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, Hiller was able to report on it that she tried to redo it on Monday and fell a round short. But
a whole round?
Right, right. yeah. Bring John back on? I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. No John Young equals loss of views.
Doubt it.
I don't know. So yeah, Emily Claw is your 24.2 winner. However, because she did not submit video footage, she will not receive the $2,024 of prize money.
Damn.
So there you go. There it is. So that is the breaking news that came out 10-15 minutes ago in a press release.
That's cool that they were. That's a fast turnaround for them.
It is. But yeah, we'll get into that here in a second. All right. We'll get into everything here in a second. I do want to get back and kind of talk about that because I do have some thoughts on whether or not that makes sense to penalize Tudor and not penalize Emily. So, yeah. All right.
Oh, I see.
Here we go. Viewer comments. So this may explain why John is not here. First one. So John George, you let John Young bully you. This is obviously directed to Tyler. He bullied you into not giving any points for the ties in the picks on Heat 1. This is a slap in the face to Tyler and those who truly believed in him. If you pick an underdog, you are risking more. If it's a tie, the winner is actually the person picking the favorite. Give the points that were earned to both. That is the only fair way. Otherwise, why ever pick the underdog? You let them bully you all the time. It's your app and your game. You initially said you'd award the points that were allotted. Now a big fact zero. BS. Take your balls back. By the way, I love the app.
This comment. So Brian knows how hot-headed I can get. Luckily, I've contained that mostly to just friends. But this one sent me. I got pretty fucking pissed about this one. John George. Let's specify John's here. It was such a slap in the face and then like a shake in the hand at the same time. Like, you let him bully you, you're a little bitch, but then I'm a big supporter of the app. First of all, you were wrong about the points that were awarded at the time. We awarded Jason with the win until he took the tie, which was the right move.
JR wouldn't let him.
It was the right move. whether he would have gotten the rep or not, you'll never know. And it's just like, don't make this weird over one rep. But then like, let me explain arguing with John Young to you. John is as passionate as it gets. And John is hell-bent on his ideas. And John's about arguing with a tree sometimes. So it makes me think John George either isn't in a happy marriage or his happy marriage has ended. Because at some point, you just got to say, hey, the argument's over. Let's just move on. And with John Young,
soft thinking like that, that led us to this soft freaking open, fix the app and make it right. It's not that hard.
I thought we booted you.
Yeah. Who let you in here?
Y'all can't contain me.
Listen, I love John. He drives a living batshit crazy. He makes me batshit crazy. But there are times where I'm like, okay, John's hell-bent on this argument. It's time to move forward. And I just didn't want to have that argument anymore. And sometimes I think it's funny. Like, I don't divulge my actual opinions on the show. Half the shit I say on here, I don't actually believe. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I believe everything that I say.
We know.
You just trust the computer and just run with it instead of going with your heart. I think that's what it comes down to.
But it just like people.
Unless it's TTT and then.
Yeah. And then, well, if it's Travis or Jake Berman.
Yeah.
I'm hell bent on that one. But
Hopper,
anyway.
You're pretty hell bent on Hopper.
Yeah, I'm pretty hell-bent on Hopper. That's why I gave him the tie. That's why I gave him the points. But I just thought that was a stupid freaking comment.
Dennis O'Leary, good stuff. 49, thank you. Thank you. John was very, very proud of that in his argument. So welcome back, John.
About Tudor now?
We're going to go through our viewer comments, and we'll get to the 24.2 okay. recap, if you caught it. So yeah, what was the ultimate decision on Heat 1? Do you get the points or is it zero?
you get the points. I understand John's argument, and I know other sports do that. But my thought on it is if someone's a clear underdog and they still take the tie, I think you should get more points for that. And if we style the game so that's always the setup, you're not going to be angry with it in the end. You're just going to adjust your style of play. Right. I'm leaning that direction, but I am giving John's sentiment a thought.
Yep. Extra sloppy 499. Thank you. I hate to love you guys after that. I hope nobody got too upset. All right. Next one. At Reverend John Young. So there is a Reverend John Young now commenting in the comments. He loves the show as always, boys. Think you need to talk about Mal for another week. So,
has she got a wrist injury?
Hard pass.
she does not have a wrist injury. However, my prediction of her going to compete at the Houston High Rocks appears to be incorrect.
She's not so coming down.
The start list is out. Christy O'Connell and her husband are on the start list for the pro division. Unless Mal is hidden somewhere in the regular doubles, and it's just page after page after page of unalphabetized athletes. Mm-hmm. I missed her. She is not going to be in Houston. So unfortunately, that is your Mal update for the week.
John, did it feel weird in the back?
It does feel weird. Ryan texted me, "Are you coming?" I'm like, "I'm looking for a spot, man." Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, and then I thought you were give it to me, and then you started talking about John George. I'm like, "Nope, that's not me."
The whole time John's trying to jump on, and I'm just kicking him off with my mouse.
Yeah, Alyssa. So we are at 400. Or 4,997 subscribers right now. So if you are watching this and you're not subscribed yet, go ahead and hit that button. Let's catch up to Pedro. He hit 5,000 minutes ago. So it's been a race.
We are in a heated battle with Coffee Pods and Wads, this show and that show. And Sevan said by the end of the year, whoever has the least amount of subscribers is kicked off of the train and no longer allowed to produce content. So if you like us, help us beat Pedro.
I know.
Because you like us better than him.
Oh, we're at 98. we're at 98.
It's going up.
We're so close.
We make a tie and we just force his hand. You know what I mean? Like Tyler. And then he'll either kick us both off or keep us both off.
See? VJY, I'll subscribe on my other accounts.
Full circle.
There you go. There you go. No, Sabir and Kelly, John is not banned. We would never ban John. I don't think.
Ban the snowman.
We are at 5,003, guys. We just hit it.
Oh wow, that happened so fast.
Nice.
There it is.
Why did you not do this like two shows ago?
yeah, that would have worked a little bit better. Thank you for everybody who is watching and subscribing. And or not subscribing. We still
this is funny because during the live announcement, I told everybody go just raid the live chat for the announcement for Heat 1. And Ortega got blocked from making any more comments.
That's hilarious.
Let's see. I got maybe two more questions. At Kathy Stan, legit question. Why do athletes not make their videos public?
They don't want them to get beat. I think once it's over, the time to turn your workout in, once that time has ended, I think all athletes should be required to make their videos public after that fact. But the reason they don't post it on YouTube like during is just because if Colton, nobody would have beat. Okay. If Dallin posted his 955 reps or 995 reps, yeah. Then everybody who thinks they can come close to that, they have a number to beat. And it's so much easier to beat a number than it is to not know a number.
But Dallin's number was out there. Like the question is more videos. Why is a video not published? Like, why are they not doing what Ariel does or what Noah does? You know, they just don't publish it.
I mean, it's on them. Like sometimes somebody will just get a hold of your video and you start getting ridiculed, and it's up to you to play the game. And part of the game is making sure, like, if some of your reps aren't okay, that you keep that to yourself. Is it the best thing? No, I appreciate Noah for what he does. I think that's cool as hell. And I wish, like, if I were a pro athlete, I would put my stuff out there, but I also understand why you wouldn't.
And to piggyback off of what Tyler said, like whenever you post your videos like that, first off, in open workouts, everybody is cheating the line. You have to cheat the line in order to get a top score because the workouts are so easy, right? And when the workouts are so easy, they're accessible to everybody. And I'll quit beating a dead horse on that because I know I've been on a train with that. But the top athletes, they never stop. They never have to stop. They can go forever. Yep. So how do you get a top score? How do you differentiate yourself? Everybody is riding the line. Mm-hmm. So then whenever they put their videos out, you're going to have 37 keyboard warriors be like, those deadlifts are trash. And then it just all these negative comments on how you move, right? Like I have a random Wadapalooza workout where I try to speed rep front squats. And now forever, people don't think I squat right. Whenever I have like an amazing, my squat is beautiful.
Hats off to John Young because he put himself out there on that one.
Since there's a 5-second clip of Hiller saying I'm not standing up all the way, which hey, it's true. I was trying to go fast. It's not wrong. But now from that 5-second clip, I get 3 comments saying that I don't squat to depth, which wasn't even the thing, right? Like that's
exactly what Hiller's point was in his video he made yesterday of the deadlifts. Like the only way to get a top score is to do what every one of those athletes did. Mm-hmm. Like, it's I don't think you can actually get 1,000 reps and stand
all
up
clean.
Put your head behind the bar. Like you just can't. Like
definitely not like come like showing you're locked out.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
and did Hiller ever say this in his video? Like, that's a dumb standard. The head part, like the hips and the knees make sense. But to me, the head part was like, if you watch world-class deadlifters deadlift, they'll look at the floor.
Well, I think, again, you go back to the level one and it's a burpee. You have to stare ahead. Like you can't be in full extension if your head is looking down at the top of your burpee. So
and
it's the same
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely no one that does that.
I don't disagree. The thing I do like about the standard of the head behind the bar is that's an easy thing to look for, right? That solves a lot of the muted hips. Like if you are going to have your head behind the bar, you're probably standing up all the way.
Yeah.
That's right. True. So it eliminates everything you have to look for. And is your head behind the bar? Yeah. Okay. Well, your hips are probably open. It can be really hard to have your head behind the bar and have your hips still closed a little bit. So I think it does help with the judging aspect of it. It's just, you watch everybody. If the deadlifts are so easy for them, they're doing that because they're moving so fast.
How long before MemeWad does a crazy video of him just like, at being super extra on the deadlift, just going
right. Yeah. So I did like that. I think it needs to be done. And when you talk about the videos, what CrossFit just released and what they're saying is that Tudor Magnus is now receiving a 20% penalty. It doesn't matter. He'll still go to quarterfinals, mm-hmm. But Emily Claw does not create a video and she just loses out on the $2,000. She's still the winner of the workout.
Good event.
Gets the 1 point. Like,
I'm sorry, but if you you redo it and you come around short, girl, like, listen, like, it's either real unfortunate.
You don't know what happened to her that day.
I don't know. You know, I don't know at all. And I don't know everybody's situation, but a whole round different. That's a whole 300 meters of rowing different. That's a minute and a half slower.
What happened was she was peaked for 22.4. She measured her peak or 24.2. And then after
on
that,
Friday,
peak,
it was peaked on Friday. And then Sunday was, yeah, or Monday was just
Monday.
Yeah. You know, Ariel Lowe does it 19 times and gets faster every time.
Well, it's because she's peaking.
She's on her way. I got you. Yeah. I got you.
I think Wanna Love, why just Tudor? Like this, so get with the programming. I love Chase's idea. The problem is it'd be so hard to police.
Mm-hmm. What was Chase's idea?
Well, the entire show that we did this morning.
The show that you did this afternoon or this morning.
Where it's at, on Tudor. He had an idea of Tudor. Yes, I got you. No, I'm sorry.
Right. Go ahead. Like Chase's whole concept is the allocations to the games are based on your open and quarterfinal performance, which I think is the way to go. Mm-hmm. The problem is how do you review however many hundreds of videos you need to do to make sure that you have the right people in the top 100. And
I think you just go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, because you get down to the 100th place, they probably had some workouts that were 500th potentially.
Yeah.
Right. Like they could easily be passed by somebody, you know, if that scored 400, that actually should have had a penalty. So like, there's a whole lot of jockeying in that could mess up the leaderboard. Like Tudor's getting penalized. They watched Heinrichs. I assume his deadlifts were good enough, but I mean, how far down do they go on those types of situations to make sure that the leaderboard is accurate? Like that's my, where does it start and where does it stop? Like right. How many people are they going to actually do? And then you think about the top five, right? So there is a payout for the top five in the worldwide leaderboard at the end of the open.
A substantial one.
Right. 5,000 or was it 5,000 for fifth or 6,000
for quarterfinals and semifinals?
Isn't it five? No,
semifinals will be more, I think.
Okay.
I would imagine now if they're going to do it for the open like this.
But either way, like, how do you go measure? And do you do all the video reviews to make sure the top five are really the top five? Like you have to crowdsource this.
Yeah.
This goes back to, you have to have every video public. You have to let people crowdsource the video review and then make judgment calls if you start seeing a lot of no reps.
Maybe not be nitpicky about it, but it's like, it's just, if it's very blatant and obvious.
Chris Giles, 5,000 for semifinals, nothing for quarters. I thought it was more than that, but hey, I do so know.
That means the open's worth more because it's 15K for the open, right?
Yeah, 15,000 to the winner.
That doesn't seem right. I feel like you should get more money as you go.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's their way of trying to make the open matter.
The winners are going to be the ones that go to quarterfinals or semifinals anyway.
You can't reward elite athletes and then say we're not programming this for the elite athletes. Those are two contradictory statements.
That's fair. And then they don't reward the elite athletes in quarterfinals, where arguably it matters the most, right? Obviously semifinals, but that's your live. Yeah. Quarterfinals, when you're by yourself, that's the online competition that matters the most in the entire world, in the entire CrossFit atmosphere, is quarterfinals. And you get nothing.
It's very important. Yeah, it's very important. It gets you to the actual competition stage, right? Like that's the last place you can kind of technically skirt the standards,
or cheat
through a video cheat. Do whatever you can. Once you get on the competition floor, you know, you've seen it back in the day. People would qualify and then no show. Oh, I'm hurt.
I think some are cheating now.
You think so?
Yeah, I won't name names, but I think there are a couple people that cheat their way to semifinals, and then you know they're not very good at semifinals.
The semifinals
or
the
quarterfinals? I thought you were talking about quarterfinals. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna cheat my way to semifinals. Watch and see.
That would be amazing.
It would be the greatest.
Speaking of 24.2, before we get into the actual leaderboard that matters, how'd you guys do?
I'm fine with mine.
I'm not happy because you beat me.
Dude, I'm telling you, week one was your shot.
I was talking to Spin.
I beat him. I beat him.
But I will say, Spin had some helpful tips.
You gave me the tip.
Yeah.
So what did you get, Tyler?
I got 7 plus 18 dubs. So I was like 20 seconds from 8. And looking back, it's like 5 seconds here and there. I could have gotten 8. But overall, I've just kind of checked out. And so I'm not mad about it. Like it's a fine score.
Yeah, I got 8 plus 17. It's 170 on the row.
Yeah. How fast you row that last row?
I started the row at my first row started out at 207.
Okay.
And at one point I got down to 214, was one of my slowest paces. Mm-hmm. And then my last 170 meters, I rode at a 141 pace.
What about you, John?
I got 8 plus 35, so 5 deadlifts into the ninth round. Mm-hmm. I think I had a lot riding on it, I think I could get 9, but that would be the all out. I have sent everything. If that was a quarterfinals workout, I think I'd get 9, but that'd be it. You know what I mean?
You'd be spent.
Just get to the rower. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of hard minute 15, minute 14 to really send it when you're I'm killing it. I'm doing good. I've been unbroken this whole time. We're keeping a good pace. Just stay here in your current pain. It's easy not to not to continue to I'm going to hurt myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this kind of a fashion of a workout.
So Tyler said that he had a woman in his gym that got 8 rounds and rode a 210 pace.
Yeah. There's a girl at my gym that did the same thing. She rode 210 the whole time and got 8 plus 17.
So I was like, that seems reasonable. I'm decent at rowing, pretty good at rowing. I'm good at double unders. The deadlifts, I was a little nervous about. So as it progressed, but I knew I needed to go unbroken on the double unders. And so my concern was if I go out too hot on the row, do I either have to break deadlifts at some point in the workout or do I start failing double unders like Chase did in his last round where he failed 9 times?
Right.
That would be the worst. So I think I failed 4 times total. And one was on the very first rep of the first round.
Did you consider restarting?
For a split second, I was like, no, that's stupid. I don't want to go doing more deadlifts and more rowing. No. So I just kept going and it just did 15 unbroken. And so I still was 220 that first round. I was like, okay, I'll just keep doing that. If I can mess up and do 220, I'll just keep that same pace. I'm like, I could row that all day long. There's no...
Sure.
I literally got off the rower and I was like, oh, I'm pretty fresh.
Every time I got off the rower, I was like, I'm rowing too slow. There's no way this is smart. And it's the total opposite.
No. Yeah. You want to go slow. You want to make that workout boring. It should feel boring for 10 minutes.
And the only time I got tired or whatever was 12 and a half, 13 minute mark. And I just remember JR saying it in the,
get to 16.
JR Taylor versus the world. That's the hard part. Just get through that, get to the 15 minute mark and you'll be fine. And so it's just go ahead and grit through it.
It was funny at the 5 minute mark or 5 minutes left. Cause I remember watching Taylor and Jason and being like, that's where you need to start turning it on. And I looked at the clock and it's 15. And I was like, that's funny.
I had a moment like that too. It was the, I think the 16 minute mark. And I'm like, all right, turn it up. You got 2 rounds left. Turn it up. Right. It's 2 rounds.
Yeah.
And then, the round before the last round, I rode 100 meters at 150, 148, yeah. 150, and was like, no, we're going to dial it back. We'll sprint that last round. We're going back to 2 minutes. That 2 minutes yep. felt good. I liked yep. that 2 minutes. And it was such a, all right, let's go. I'm like, yeah. nope, yeah. We're not going yet.
Yep. Yeah, I just knew that if I just do the double letters unbroken or as close to unbroken as I could, like I'd be fine.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
The last thing I want to do is just start flailing all over the place.
Right.
As for those who are actually at the top of the leaderboard, here we go. It's been updated. Heinrich Hoppalainen with 997 reps. Dallin Pepper in second. Joona Koski in also tied for 995, which Heat That's one crazy. Is definitely setting itself up for some interesting finals. Travis Mead, Jeff Adler.
Koski outdid himself in this workout.
Were you surprised? Were you surprised by that?
He's got the most impressive performance, I think, like out of everybody, I think, is this performance.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would not. I don't think we would have put Koski as a top five or a top two athlete ahead of time. I would pick Adler, Roman. I mean, Yella Hoste's up there. Pat Vellner. Did you see Pat Vellner?
Mm-hmm. No.
So he started one of his attempts. He has the clock countdown. And right before he starts, his rower turned off.
Oh my God. I hate that. You like want to rip the screen off and throw it across the gym.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
Yep. Go ahead and restart.
You're all amped up and then it's just like.
Yeah. Yep. So they had to go reset it. Any other than Joona, any other surprises? Like James Spray.
Yeah, Tanner Blankers. Tanner Blankers is really surprising.
Where's Tanner?
Scroll down.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
That's who is this Tanner Blankers?
I have no idea who he is.
Don't worry about it.
That's why I check it. He just murdered this workout, Tyler. And you're like, I don't care. He ain't good.
I'm just telling you what CrossFit's doing right now. That looks good to me.
He looks apart.
He was 115th in the world last year. 115,000th.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you're missing some digits there.
Miss three zeros.
You think that's legit?
He peaked?
Well, he wasn't first, so there's no video review, so he'll be fine. He will be fine. No, nothing to see here at all.
Did I tell you Dallin told me about the tie?
What was it?
He reached so in for this week it was Joona versus Dallin versus Pat on this workout. We had to do that because Dallin and Pat tied the first week, and I was like, okay, that'll happen every now and again, whatever. Yeah. Like we'll go. And then two ties happened this week with Jason and Taylor, and then Dallin. I'm sitting there on like Saturday or Sunday morning, and Dallin's like me checking Heat One and realizing that Joona and I. tied for this work. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But it was all good because I know that Dallin's in Heat One and
he's and checking cares. It. That'll play in a little bit later in the segment, I think. Yeah, betting of the boys.
So it's cool. So this week will be a three-way split again.
For the finals.
Yeah.
And then on the women's side, there's Emily Claw. 926 reps, no video. And CrossFit, if you missed it earlier, CrossFit is going to let her keep the score, keep first place points, and but just not get the $2,024 cash prize for winning the workout. Hannah Carlson, 925 reps for second. Grace Walton, third. Ariel Lowen in fourth. And Ashley Engel. Looks like she might be another Tanner. Let's see how she did.
I mean, she's pretty consistently amateur.
Yeah, but 4,000.
I say that.
4,500.
That's still really good.
Yeah, but in the women's, that's way lower than men's.
That's fair. That's yeah.
So she,
and if you guys want to know more about Emily Claw, Hiller goes into depth about it, does he not? Yeah. In his latest video about that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. We covered it a little bit earlier, but she,
sorry,
watch it, Tyler. Emily Claw, with Cliff Notes, did the workout Friday night. I think she did it with a few others at CrossFit Walleye. Didn't think she was going to be that good. Ends up supposedly setting a world record.
Which is
with no
that
video.
Right there is so stupid.
Like, I feel like you have an idea of how good you are going into something like that.
That's like saying, like, if there was a max clean and then the guy who can clean 450 pounds, like EJ Hine, right? That guy.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think I'd be that good in it. So I just didn't video it. I don't like that's so stupid.
Yeah. Like, you know that 10 rounds is going to be good. You may not think you're going to win it, but even if you're top five, you still should video it. Like, that's, if you're thinking about going to quarterfinals, you should have your
video you should ready. At least,
especially in that level of quarterfinals. Like, at this level, she's a semifinals contender.
That's something we should talk about, because there was some video screw ups and people were like, you know, do you think CrossFit's going to care? And I was like, number one, they're not going to care about you. Cause you know, I'm not talking to elite athletes about that, but like, as far, usually they don't check all the videos. And if they request one from me, it's usually from one workout for everybody. And I was like, there's no way they review this workout, like spot check. They are not going to spot check this workout, because they're not going to be able to see the screen. And then, like, they had no real format on how to video it. So it's like, if somebody's not facing the camera, Tia, like, just the video standards are weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me. You want to pull up the super chats there, Tyler? I'm going to pull up a video.
Sure. Just anybody?
The last two, I think, I brought up.
Whoops. Two people snuck in on me. Kelly. They just miscounted her rounds, likely, and had one by accident. Whoops, whole round.
He said the super chat.
The super chat.
Oh, the super chat. Sorry, Travis. You snuck
in. We got to read those. These people pay for their stuff to be read.
Fergie. Right. Wow, War Room. Did we already read War Room? Just sub, boys. Enjoy the content. Not going to lie. Didn't like John Young about 2 weeks ago. I was wrong. I love it, dude.
Thank you, War Room.
24.2 was elder abuse.
Did you? So my hamstring is definitely very sore from the deadlifts, but I don't think it. I'm not sure why they say it's elder abuse.
Blueprint elder, health and fitness. Maybe I'll jump up the great content. Can't boot John Young. Man brings so much fire. Shout out back to this. Shout out to my mother-in-law. She got her first double under during this. She's 70 years old.
That's awesome. So
that is pretty cool.
That brings up an interesting point. My wife had a friend, did the workout on Friday night. My wife went to go watch her. And she's only been doing CrossFit for maybe 2 years. Was it like a gym, has some gymnastics background, but has not gotten double unders. She scaled. And I was like, no, don't do that. And my wife and I got into a little bit of a debate of what should you do? And I was of the opinion of that. Go do it. RX. Maybe you surprise yourself and get it. She's like, no, it's about the community. Just go do the scale. You get to work out with all of your, you know, gym members.
I'm going to enjoy Friday Night Lights. Exactly what to do with this situation.
What's that, Chad?
For your warm up. You row 300 meters, you do 10 deadlifts at the RX weight, and then you spend the next 3 minutes trying to do a double under. And then that's your warm up. You're going to count that score as your RX score. You did the workout. You did stop before the 20 minutes, but you did whatever. 20 minutes will pass at some point. And then log that as your RX score, and then do the scaled workout version with the community just to see what you'd get in the scaled workout. And then you're automatically ahead of every single person that logged their scaled score, and you'll have like 50 something reps. Maybe you get a double under, maybe you don't, but then you just use that as your warm up, and that's what you do.
And then you get to go to quarterfinals.
And then you do the scaled then you do the scaled workout and with the community and like and where you can really push yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, she got like 8 rounds. Something she's fine on single unders.
Yeah.
My whole point was to my wife, like, put yourself under pressure. Maybe you get that PR in front of everybody else in your gym who may know that you haven't gotten them. And this is your chance. Like,
you're going to feed off of that for a year.
Right. Like, what if she did it, she tries, and all of a sudden, like, she strings 20 of them together, like, all of a sudden, because the pressure's on and she just somehow, you know, it clicks. Like, dude, that would be amazing.
There's so many times I'm in the middle of workout and like I make a connection on snatch that I've never made before. Like something about the movement makes more sense, but it's in the middle of like a Metcon with 30 snatches in it. And I'm like, oh, and it's like that happens all the time. You just have to put the pressure on.
Yeah. Matt Day pulled a Savon single, double.
there's a couple people that did that.
But he's glad he did it. Here is Hannah Carlson. So CF Niather, I'm not sure how to pronounce that exactly, but he is a correspondent out there in, I think, Sweden. He got a hold of Hannah's video.
Whoa.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You got it, Tudor. Oh, wait, this isn't Tudor. Who is this?
That's Hannah Carlson.
Sorry, Hannah.
You could at least pick a better angle, Anna. You could have, you know, made that look better for yourself.
Could you, though?
Oh, it looks pretty rough from this one.
Yeah, that is what we're talking
that
about.
That one was okay. There was a couple in there that okay. were okay.
When you have to go, that one was okay. that's not good.
That is the problem with the how do you solve for that though? What do you do?
You make the deadlifts heavier. That's how you solve.
It's true because eventually,
I know you don't like it, but.
I hear you,
but then speed rep 225 like that, you just can't.
Yes, but then that changes it significantly for the other 99% of people who don't move 185 pound or 125 that fast, right? That changes that workout significantly for me versus what it was, right? Like, and if they put 225, I'm going to do it because I don't want to scale it. I'm going to see how well I do with the 225.
And you should do it. You're going to have to break up the deadlifts.
Right. But it changes the stimulus of that workout.
It does. Which
I personally, I think I would have rather have seen everything doubled. So there's less
transitions. Yeah, there's 600 meter
I like
row,
that.
100 double unders.
Yes.
Yeah. It makes the deadlifts way,
dude,
way
that
different.
Makes the double unders way hard.
Yeah.
It makes
the row becomes less important.
It does. Yeah,
I love that spin. I think that's awesome. I agree. You know, what's funny is you're still rowing the majority of the workout if you're good.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it is way harder to do 20 unbroken deadlifts with 185 every time. Like that's
and 100 dubs.
Like I'm probably doing that, but like man, I'm rowing slow.
How many people are doing 100 unbroken?
Not double many. Unders, less than the people that are doing 50 unbroken.
That's what the computer says.
This
really no 100. The difference between 50 and 100, like for double unders, is so substantial. Like as far as the toll it takes on somebody, or like to breathe, or your shoulder fatigue. It's
especially coming up with 20 deadlifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think it would have changed for the top athletes. I think they still probably would have been very, very similar, probably a little bit slower.
Thank you, Barkley. You understand what I'm freaking saying, man. Stop it.
What did Barkley say?
Well, we both clicked it.
There you go. The difference is 50. Yes, it is double. I just what I hated was I saw I can't remember where I saw it, but there was a breakdown of Medeiros versus Colton. And you'd actually be surprised, but Colton lost that on the transitions. He was the same pace, same amount of time on the rower, deadlifts, and double unders. He lost on transitions. Mm-hmm. And I know his jump rope got tangled up. It looked like Medeiros had his jump rope untangled and moved at one point. But outside of that, to have so many transitions at that level, you could almost think of it as not a triplet, but a fourth movement is the transitions, because that was, it was so important.
It was.
No. And I mean that, like, I honestly think that workout would be way more, it would be more painful, like hinging wise, it would be more pain. Like you'd end up doing the same amount of deadlifts, right? But like it would hit you.
You're going to start to get
so much differently.
Yeah. Your back's going to start getting pretty juicy.
Fergie show. My pace was so slow, I never would have caught a fish. How slow was it? Because I was rowing 210, 214, and still got 8 rounds. So it could be done. You didn't have to go out and hold a 150 pace.
There was a girl in my gym that got 7 rounds rowing a 240. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I was like, listen, row as slow as... It doesn't matter. That row doesn't matter for you. You just do everything unbroken as fast as you can, mm-hmm. and then you just... recover. And she did. You recovered.
Exactly. We've seen 2 workouts. Do we take anything away from the open from this point as it relates to the CrossFit Games?
No. Yes. I'm taking away. Boy. The thing I'm taking away from this open is that there are 7 women that aren't competing in the CrossFit Games. That's what I'm taking away. Other than that, no.
7. No. There's a lot more than that, but
well, relevant women.
Yes. Which brings us to, we'll get to that, I guess, in the little segment sitting out. Anything else on 12.2 before we move on to the 24.3 shuffle? So. Yesterday, Travis, there should be a choice in heat 1 between Will Brandstetter and Tyler's mother-in-law.
Okay, that was it.
Adam, get onto it. Jay Sheets, give this to John Young, $1.99.
Thank you. That doubles my payment for the year.
Yeah, it does. All right. 24.3. So last night it was announced that Ariel Lowen would be joined by not one other person to replace Tia Claire Toomey, but 3. Sydney Wells, Jay Crouch, all the way from Australia, and Roman Krennikov, all the way from Cookeville, Tennessee. So we have now 4 athletes hitting the workout after the announcement, and Jocko Willink will be doing the live announcement for 24.3, which I predicted earlier today when I did How to Watch, because Jocko Go was a sponsor. So I guess when you sponsor, you can then do the announcement.
Kind of be where you want to be.
Do we like the now change away from Tia and to this now 4 athlete showdown? Are we getting a better viewing experience?
With the added Jay, I'm interested in the adding Jay and Roman, because it's like, why wasn't this known sooner? Like, did you guys make this call when Tia pulled out and you're like, we got to figure out something and maybe we can't find another girl, so you just call them? Like, but then I don't think that's got to be the case. But that'll be a fun showdown between those two, depending on workout. But I think Ariel, like, no offense, Sydney, but I think Ariel's going to.
I think that's why they had Jay and Roman, because if it was Sydney, yeah, because if it was Sydney, it'd just be like, okay, that's me versus Spin. Like, it's not, ouch. You know what I mean? That's the gap. That's not Al towards you. That's the gap between Ariel and Sydney. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of them's better than the other.
I'm not talking bad about you, Spin. I'm talking bad about Sydney.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of them is just better than the other. And then.
Well,
Roman and Jay brings like a whole, there's 4 people to watch, but as As far as like, does it do anything for me? Do I think it's more exciting?
Does it get you jazzed up, John?
I think Colton and Taylor, I'm excited for Colton and Taylor, and I could care less. Like, I, so far, the open announcements, I could care less who's competing. I'm just watching him to see the workout. Like, none of the athletes haven't really done anything for me, like, as it was really exciting to watch, right? Colton and Justin's probably the best matchup, and you give them that 20 minute boring fest, right? Like, The only thing I'm looking forward to watch is Taylor versus Colton and everything else.
Listen, Will. Listen,
I don't know if you know this, Ben, but John's been big sad today. He's been down in the freaking dumps about the Open all day long.
About his performance?
No, about the workouts.
About the work? Oh, okay.
This big sad fest on the Get With The Programming show.
Y'all just wait till quarterfinals, okay? When we actually do man's workouts, okay? Just wait. Be patient.
I mean, I think yes. I think when we get to betting with the boys, foreshadowing, I'll pick Ariel in that matchup. I don't think it'll be as big of a difference. Potentially, depending on what comes out in the workout. I think Tia coming back into the announcement was also part of showing off CrossFit Proven's new gym, right? Like, they came hand in hand. Like, yeah, I'll do it if you come here and do this. Like, that'd be a cool way to do it. With Tia out, I feel like they still wanted to showcase their proven athletes, and it was like, why don't we also get Jay out here? Well, if we get Jay out, we need to get another guy. And now here is Roman. Roman's a top-notch athlete. He's right around the corner in Cookeville. He'll come over.
Jay's in Nashville, by the way.
He has to be. But yeah. So like, he was that's how I kind of viewed it. It was like, once Tia was unable to do it, which it seems like if her wrist was that bad 2 weeks ago, I feel like this wasn't like over the weekend, I can't do it. I feel like this was in the works for the last few weeks. You know,
you think, so you think like when it got kind of weird, when it wasn't news, she was like, when they made the video, do you think she, at that point, she was already in communication with CrossFit? Like, hey,
I get that sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know for a fact, but I get that. Like, because I don't think the last thing she would want to do is not say anything, and then it does get to the end of the weekend, like a few days ago, and she's like, oh, hey guys, I can't
just
do
kidding
this. Yeah, like, my bad, now you guys are stuck. Like, yes, you could put Sydney in easily, but yeah, is that what they want to do, type thing? So
that's also interesting, because it's like they have that built-in contingency of like, hey, like, if something happens, there's all these elite athletes just sitting there. So
You know, I think my guess is Ariel is probably disappointed that she wasn't able to go up against Tia in a spotlight matchup. So I do feel bad for her on that standpoint. I think that would be kind of a cool thing to do, is go up against her and give it a shot, see if she could beat her in a one-on-one workout. But that is what it is. Thoughts on Jocko doing the announcement? Do you like it, Tyler?
I like Jocko. He has a good, like, presence. Like, he's good in front of a camera. He actually, like, I don't think he does CrossFit, but, like, he does CrossFit stuff, and it serves our base. So, I like it. I like Jocko. But to our European viewers, I was talking to somebody across the pond, and they were like, do you know any military member any military members in, like, I don't know, Sweden? And I was like, no. And they were like, that's how I feel.
That's very true. That's rough. You should have said William Wallace.
I said, the only one I can think of is Bear Grylls, and that's England.
So Jocko, that's about the only photo you'll see of him. And the rest is a whole bunch of his watch every morning at 4:30, waking up and then doing a workout.
He's a grinder, dude.
Doesn't
also, if you ever
a CrossFit gym?
Yeah.
Yeah. Out in, is it San Diego?
Oh, there it is. Come with us in the comments.
Have you ever, y'all ever get into this phase where you're like, I just need to listen to something different when I'm working out? And you get into those motivational mixes where it's like music and like The Rock giving a motivational speech.
No, I just listen to Taylor Swift.
I've loved those. I used to walk in the gym. I used to clean and do maintenance at a gym. And I'd walk in every morning. There's this old firefighter and he was there before I would get there. He was there from like 4 o'clock in the morning and he was blasting those. You'd hear like Bruce Lee giving some speech with great music behind it. It was, that's where that started for me. But anyway,
I'm either pop punk, like Linkin Park type deal, Green Day, you know, like 2000s pop punk type stuff. Probably a little Avril Lavigne in there. I like Avril. little middle school crush there. Or Taylor Swift, or yeah, I'll hop
Swiftie. Okay, that's different.
Yeah, I like her old stuff. I get down to that.
Sorry, I turned him off because Taylor Swift.
You say Taylor Swift again, you're out for a few weeks.
I like the poppy feel good stuff. I want to feel good when I'm doing something. Like the best clean I ever did was to Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. Right? I don't need, but I'll go through some AC/DC phases too. I like the rock stuff too. But like, I don't need the, I'm going to kill the world or get mad or like get hyped up. Like I'm
so
not
you,
that
you don't want to work out with me. So I
go ahead.
I do the, I found J Doll music. So he's one of the DJs at Wadapalooza, Tier Wadapalooza. And he has a playlist he puts out every year after Tier Wadapalooza on Spotify. And so I play that. So it's like you're actually working out at, you know, at Flagler at Tier Wadapalooza. I'll do that, or I'll listen to music like Tim Paulson listens to, if you ever watch his reels.
Yeah.
So the screaming music, John would get angry. And
that's crazy. I never would have pinned you for a screamo guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spin, you don't strike me as a screamo guy either. I could see Beethoven in the background for you.
No, I can't do any of that stuff. No. Sorry. Jay Sheets, it's $4.99. Thank you. These workouts are too easy. That's why I'm doing so bad.
Thank you. I don't think I've said that once, but it's
that's
true.
What you're saying.
Because everybody can do this. The harder the workout gets, the less the people can do them. And I can do all the hard things. That's all my best stuff.
Yep. My thought on Jocko is meh. Like, okay. Like, fine. Great. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent to it. It's fine. Like, I don't know. Like, I think the Rollins pick was more out there and more kind of trying something interesting. This one, I'm just.
So without Jocko going, would you rather Jocko
name is Glee.
Or Seth?
Would I rather have about, Jocko or Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Seth Rollins. And I think Seth would have been better at Proven than Jocko.
I don't disagree.
So you like Seth Rollins. You like Seth a lot.
I don't watch wrestling. I probably didn't know who he was before this week or last week. I just think that was more, it was different. It was more exciting. It was something, trying something new than just, hey, Jocko is going to sponsor the open announcement. Yeah. Why don't you come out and do this? Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah. I wish Seth would have been in a bigger atmosphere though, where like people who actually like fans of his might have like could come, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and not just in Justin's garage. It felt weird, the placement of him. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like, I go back to last year in the 23.1 announcement. I know it was in Madrid, and that wouldn't make sense. And they're trying to cut budget costs this year. But to have a small venue where you do have tickets and there is like an arena feel, even if it was small, to have Rollins in there would have been a lot better. Like the CrossFit put out the video of his announcement today in a little clip, and it was just like, oh God, like he's trying. He's doing everything he can. We got the Iron Hog out of this. But
yeah, thank you for that branding, by the way.
Yeah.
I wonder which one he likes better, Iron Hog or Muscle Hamster.
What would you like better?
Listen, he likes Muscle Hamster though. Like he really likes it. I'm just curious which one he likes more.
The whole time he hates it.
The Iron Hog. That's a porn name. Like he goes like
good.
Like when he gets done with his chores, when he gets done, you know, I don't know, feeding the pigs, doing whatever he does at night, and then he walks in and what is his girl's name? Allie? Is her name Allie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Allie, you ready for the Iron Hog?
Don't
like that's what that is. Okay.
I saw that coming way too late. And I was like, no.
That's not, you know what I mean? That's not his like Muscle Hamster is his like superhero name, right? All right, next topic. Sitting it out.
Clock. I don't disagree. Jocko's podcast channel has 1.84 million subs, so we are definitely catching him slowly. Since we just passed 5,000, any day now we'll be
peaking.
We'll be challenging him for the 2 million.
We're not even peaking right now, guys.
We're at 5,021, so we are
base.
That's a
we're at base onward, camp
upward. Yeah. he exposes a lot of people to CrossFit. Seth Rollins had 4 million Instagram subscribers, and we talked about last week. The engagement on that reel was trash. Like the only people that liked it were people from CrossFit. It did not get any one wrestling fan to do that.
I bet we have a higher conversion rate and a higher overall converted number from Jocko than we would from Seth.
I do too. Because Jocko's people,
they already fitness, work out
into yeah. CrossFit, like CrossFit stuff. It might not be CrossFit, but it's like
right
around that, you know.
I can see that. I can see that from that standpoint. I also did you watch Jason CF Media? He put out a thing about maybe he'll just the last 24 hours about was Seth Rollins' announcement good? He thought that maybe Castro should have done the last open announcement and then made had Rollins do the first and have it built up to give him more than 3 days to people to know about it or to talk about it. From
amazing
that standpoint,
observation. That's a great point. That is exactly right. How that should have went.
Yeah, because the first week you get a whole bunch of random people that watch it. It's the
what's
most
CrossFit.
Viewed.
I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't disagree with that. I'm kind of like you, Spin. Like whoever announces it, it doesn't really do anything for me. If Castro announces it, it's fun. I like the showmanship. I like the you know him trying to make sense out of the hints that make no sense. Like I love when Castro does the announcements and he knows the athletes and he can joke around. But like if it's not him, I don't really care. Like it doesn't really matter to me. It's not good or bad.
I think, which one is it? Let's see. I shared it somewhere. Trying to find a video. Basically, it was, I think it was MemeWad that put it up or somebody that was like, CrossFit is trying to explain to the world why, what a mushroom and a chicken wing or chicken leg and a chess piece has to do with CrossFit, like to the rest of the world. And they all just look at you like you're crazy. Like, I feel like that's what anybody seeing Seth Rollins or seeing Jocko is going to be like, what? What is this?
Right.
Like the open announcement's not going to get them to go, oh, let's try this workout.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Tyler told me about the European thing, but I think you said something about that with Seth Rollins too.
Like yeah.
Europe, nobody Europe knows. And Oceania. Are like,
it's very American.
Who the freak based. Is this dude? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that, not even that many. Like WWE's huge, but like there's still only a minor portion of the United States watches WWE, and so it's right. Like you go outside the United States, it's like, what is this? You all watch men do what?
It's fake.
Dude, right? I wonder. Hey, do you think if Hunter McIntyre did an open announcement, there would be more conversion from people who don't watch CrossFit, because Hyrox is so popular in Europe and all the other places. He's the king of Hyrox.
Dude, that would have been a good one, because like if you put him with someone who also has charisma, like he could do the workout. Like he could announce it, then do it. Shit talk who he's doing it with. That's best John Young take of all year.
He'd probably, 100. I bet he would have done really well on 24.1.
Yes.
No, 24.2. 24.2, he would rock. Are you kidding me?
He would do well on that. I think both of them he'd probably do very well. Like, if you watch a Hyrox race, like his burpee broad jumps, like nobody is even close to him. He'd do
well, but he wouldn't, I don't think.
He's probably a little bit too tall to do great in it. That's probably fair.
Like, I think he'd be 7-something.
But he still do well.
No, yeah. Right. Yeah. Like really good as far as the world goes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
missed opportunity.
Yeah. Also in the news, we have another athlete who has decided to not compete this year. Chloe Wilson has made the latest announcement. So this afternoon, she said she moved across the country to compete full time in CrossFit. And then I decided not to compete at all. Life's crazy. And I zoomed in too far. Gonna find my happy inside the gym again, get back to being a firefighter. Hopefully somewhere in Tennessee wants me. And most important, find my happy outside the gym. I'm excited and happy with my choice. Thanks for all the support and love.
Did you watch her podcast on TTT?
I did not.
You could tell that she missed being a firefighter. Like, that was a big part of her life. She worked for a long time to do it. And then it's like, she spent a long time doing it. And you could tell she wanted to be back fighting fires and doing the service. Yeah. So, yeah. Quick, Chase, what's this do on the, the game stuff, the seats, her dropping out?
Just one less go in North America. We're just going to keep giving them all to Europe.
Another North America East is out. So her news. Yeah, Ellie Turner's news. I know, talking to Elite Fitness Death By last night, they talked about why all these women are dropping out. I'll get your guys' take. Do we think that a lot, I mean, is it more than we should expect to have seen in the past, I guess, or... Is it too many? Are we seeing a trend? Is there a problem going forward?
I think it's just a weird year. It seems so strange this year. But, like, they're all different reasons. I mean, Ellie was the only one, like, sort of the mental health thing falls in line with some trends right now. But
Ellie, you got Mal.
Yeah.
I mean, Kotler alluded to Emma Carey possibly having a little bit of that on top of the religion side, of at least maybe having some burnout. Maybe not been the primary cause, but could have been in there.
I was like, I said this in the thread the other day. It's like she posted that picture on the beach. She's a beach girl. Ellie was.
Mm-hmm.
And she moves to Washington. I'm like, I can't think of a worse place for you to move.
That has to be tough for some. I mean.
Zero sun.
Right.
Well, you like the beach more. You like Justin more. Make your pick.
Or you can have both.
Well, she's back at the beach right now. So
make your choice. Chosen.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's rough.
I mean, it does seem like more are walking away, at least from the top of the sport.
All women.
And all women. Like none of the guys. The only guys that from the last year's men's individual field are Chandler and Noah, and they're just both going team. They probably could both go individual if they really wanted to. What's the difference between the men and the women, in your opinion?
Whatever the difference is between men and women.
Think it's as simple as that?
Yeah, I really think so. I really do. Women and men are different. They think different. They got different stuff that goes on in different lives, different responsibilities, different mindsets, just... whatever is different, and I'm not going to point to one simple thing, one thing in particular, but it's kind of like pretty darn clear. It's just whatever is different between men and women, because it's all women. Well, it's no men.
To back you up on this.
And they're all different. They're all different reasons. So it has to brilliant. Just be, you know what I mean? Like,
there is a study. There's a study going on right now at the university I work at, and they're studying social media usage in like middle schoolers, and like the girls have a way different perspective of what's going on. It's way more negative. The dudes, I just seem to like look at it and they're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we get too distracted. We're a bunch of idiots in sixth and eighth grade, but the girls take it to heart.
Yeah. I definitely think that could be at play. Do you think the women jumping from the teenage division to top 10 in the world and the pressure that brings has anything to do with men versus the women? Like, we don't have any 20-year-old guys who are
Dallin.
He's what, 22 now?
No, but he was 20. I'm saying he made that jump successfully, is what I'm saying.
Well, I would argue, I think we had him on the show. He said it wasn't as easy, or maybe no, it was when well, we
he had Logan Ewing really on. Hard year.
He had a hard year or two, but it just happened to coincide with COVID. Jack Farlow. But I feel like he and Emma Lawson have a good bubble up there in Canada.
Yeah. They fence up in a productive way. You have to gatekeep to some degree. And they do. I think they're handling it well. They do go out and do shows and talk to people, but they also like.
Sure. That's a good one. What about down. James? James Sprague. How old is he?
That dude was built for social media.
I don't know when he was, when he went through.
He was 20.
He was 20 when he made it the first year. The first year he made it.
Let's see. James Sprague. He's 22.
Okay, so he was 21 when he made it. These are three young guys that we have just come up with. They're not as young as the women, but that's just because guys develop later than women do, and it's easier to make the jump for women, I would argue. Now, the 16, 17-year-olds, you want to argue Mal O'Brien, Olivia, and then Emma Carey. That can be a different conversation because they made the jump at 17, right? That's different than 21. But we just named three guys that are young, that are all flourishing, they're all doing great, right? So we are – Emma Lawson's the only one left.
No, Olivia.
And Olivia Kerstetter. I don't know if Olivia makes it this year, man. Wes is already getting cut down. She's in East. She's in East. Never mind. Well, East no,
Olivia's
cut
in,
down.
Olivia's yeah, in the she's West. West. She's West.
I thought she was proven.
She works out – Yeah,
Hepner. That's worse for her because there's less spots in the West.
It'll be about the same as last year. They'll lose maybe one.
Dude, she's going to need that one is what I'm saying.
Maybe. I mean, I just wonder also when you think about the Open, I think we'll have to see what the quarterfinals looks like, but I'm wondering if semifinals is brutal this year.
Yeah.
Like, how do you mean?
Hard cuts.
Like, they got to find, like, they got to test even harder. Because, like, the Open is nothing, right? Like, it's easier than it was in the past. We'll have to see what quarterfinals looks like. But I could see them. But quarterfinals, like, I think quarterfinals could possibly be a little bit watered down again, too. Just given the top 25% and how they're going to have to get to it. So, how do you really differentiate and make sure you get the right 8 to 12 people in the big regions through, that is, make semifinals harder. Very challenging. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we just named three guys off the top of our head that are doing fine. And everybody who's dropped off has been female. And I don't know what difference you want to call that, but it's just.
There's also more men than there are women, though. A lot younger. Larger like population. But no, I mean the population of women who are competing at a young age is larger than that of the men, because you mature later as a man. But the women seem to be making a breakthrough at a younger age. And I think those gap years for men could be buffering what's happening here. Like, so
they can walk away if they never get good.
Right.
Or they're not in the spotlight while during those years.
I don't think so. I think it's straight up how you think. I think women and men think differently, and there's a correlation between them dropping out and the men not dropping out. I really, really do. And you can word that however you want to word it, but mentally there is a difference.
I think Glee might have something here. Guys aren't getting asked for feet pics constantly.
You don't know that.
Yeah, girl, you hadn't seen my DMs, man.
How do you think we're paying for this show?
They get rough.
You guys take care of that for me. It's a different interaction with fans than the girls have. I do think that does play some role in it.
Like, that's very true. I'm
sure the guys are not getting those types of interactions at any age. I'm sure that kind of wears on you for sure.
100%. I don't deny that. Yep. But that's a part of that. That's a part of it. You know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately, I think it, as a female in the sport, I would probably have somebody manage my social media for me.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, did you see the comments on Danielle's, the thing Sevan posted for Danielle behind, like the behind the scenes stuff of Danielle?
It's crazy.
It's terrible. Dude's just, feel free to comment this stuff. I'm like, what's happening? Y'all need to get slapped a little bit. So, I mean, no doubt, like, you all take more bullets on social media than we do. We also just don't feel bullets to a degree. Like, you make fun of us, and we're just like, we just laugh at it.
Yeah, I think that definitely does play a role that we'll let stuff slide off our back. But
yeah,
we're also not getting attacked at every...
No.
Or commented on it every time I post something, so... I would say,
and if that's the reason, that sucks. But like, it's still, I think we need to figure it out what the reason is. Like, and I don't know how to figure that out. But it just seemed just to be women, and I don't, and I think they're, I think it's a problem, guys. Like, you're making fun of me because I'm saying this. I think it's a problem, and we need to try to figure it out. You know, maybe we put an 18 rule up. You know, if the solution is you can't do the games until you're 18, like,
I don't know if that solves it though. I don't think so. I mean,
it might discourage them from like trying to train so hard though until they're out of high school. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. I'm just saying.
Yep.
I feel like we need to try to find one. The only way we can try to find one is to talk about it.
Right. Jay Sheets, $1.99. Thank you. I was bricked up watching Sevan's barefoot double unders.
Same. Probably for different reasons.
Yeah. He got four rounds. And I think he forgot to post the score.
Come on, Sevan.
He didn't have a video, so he didn't feel like
I'm not surprised. To post the score.
Well, we're going to move on to a new segment. And this is a brand new one. Keep five, cut five. Tyler and John have zero idea what this game is. It is a new one.
Similar to blind rankings, I guess, but
it's going to be a little bit similar to blind rankings.
Same.
There's nothing blind about it.
That's one of my favorite things of all time. same, but different.
I'm going to give you 10 items. And you guys will have to decide which five you keep and which five you cut.
And
it's 10 women. I'm just kidding. It would just be, really funny. It would just be so as funny. If that's a like, let's start a hot or not list.
Yeah. Show over. 5,000 gone.
So here is a preview of the topic.
Whoa, cut. Bro. What are we cut. Watching right here?
There we go.
Against like Olympians.
Olympic Lady? Athletes?
Yeah. Do you think like Olympic athletes are far superior than CrossFit athletes? Where do you guys rank these at? Just curious.
Yes.
Fuck you, Sean.
Yes. yes. Olympic athletes? Yes.
Yeah.
I would say they outrank.
I bet you Usain Bolt can't do a lot of this shit right here. He can run, but can he do like, can he do like, these are like 90 burpees. Can he do 90 burpees and like all this fucking dumbbell stuff?
Yes. Yeah. He's the peak of physical.
I know. I just want to talk to people who aren't drinking the CrossFit Kool-Aid. I just want to get what your perspective is on the CrossFit athletes. Because for me, I'm like, I think they're like, they can hang with Olympians.
Gymnasts. Like that would be the closest thing, right? The people holding the rings and doing all the crazy stuff. That would be the closest competition you could put to CrossFit athletes, like the best of the best. And I still think Olympic gymnasts are better.
I feel like NFL players would be.
So
what are we doing right there?
So what are you doing? You are going to pick five things that you're going to keep and cut, but the topic is decathlon. So you have these 10 decathlon items. What five would you keep to determine the best CrossFit athlete?
So we're making a pentathlon.
You're making a pentathlon to determine that would be a good test to determine the fittest on earth.
Okay.
So if you had to make a CrossFit Games competition out of the 10 items of the decathlon, which five are you keeping to make a well-rounded test that you could say this is the fittest person on earth?
All right. So this is my first initial thought, Tyler. Okay. So
let's just go from the top. Go from the top.
Okay. If this is me, Tyler, or is it all three of us?
No, just you and Tyler.
Okay.
You and Tyler.
I feel like the 100-meter dash and the 1500-meter run, we have to keep both of those things because it tests two different. It tests anaerobic and then it tests aerobic. I feel
400 meter accomplishes the same thing as the 100 meter. And for fitness,
it does not. Rather, it does not at all. It does not at all.
Okay. How does the 100 meter accomplish anything that like the shot put doesn't accomplish? You're talking about power output.
No,
you're throwing something.
It's who's
the fastest. 100 meters is so short, John.
That's what it's top speed.
Five pieces. And you want to keep 100 meters.
No. We're gonna walk through them all though. Okay. You want to cut things first?
Yeah. Is there anything you cut off the right off the bat?
Javelin,
pole vault. Probably discus throw because I feel like shot put, we're gonna put for the 110-meter hurdles. Need 110-meter hurdles.
You want the discus out?
I want to keep it in there.
For discus?
Because I think we can debate that one.
Okay, we can debate that one. So put discus back. 110-meter hurdles.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, and then here is where we can debate, okay?
All right.
Do we want to agree on the 1,500
meters? We got two spots that we're allowed to use right now.
Yeah, I know. But do you agree on 1,500 meter?
100%.
Okay. Yeah. Put 1,500 meter in the key.
Because that is almost a mile.
Yeah. It's 100 meters from a mile.
Yeah.
109 meters from a mile, right?
Yeah.
1609? Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Close enough.
All right. We need to pick one strength thing because we're going to cut the other strength thing, correct?
Okay. So the strength things are shot
put. Shot put and discus. I just think a shot.
How heavy is the shot and how heavy is the discus?
13 pounds.
Which one?
Shot? 18 pounds. A shot puts either 13 or 18 pounds.
And the discus is like four or something.
It's a heavy frisbee.
Yeah. So I'm going to say shot put. The discus has got to go. It's a heavier weight.
I'm in agreement.
Also, I feel like there's more skill in the discus that doesn't apply to
brute strength.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. I think if we're testing strength, the shot put would test that more than the discus. Discus is more about like form.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep shot put. Discus, we're going to throw away discus. And then we can have, and then, okay, we're doing great, man. All right. So then we just have to cut one.
So long all jump right. and high jump are both in. Or no. High jump is power.
High jump is mostly form. Long jump is like jumping ability.
What's it called?
High jump is just who can do the Fosbury flop the best.
But we only have one spot to get rid of. So then we don't have to argue about the 100 meter versus the 400 meter if we dump.
I really think they test two different things. The 400 meter is a solid blend. But like Usain Bolt's not winning the 400 meter, man. And the guy who's winning the 400 meter, he ain't winning the 1500 meter. You know, it's always going to be two different people. The 100 and the 200 can be done. And I think the 200 and the 400 can be done. Wasn't it Michael Johnson that did the 200 and the 400?
Yes.
But 100 and 400, I don't think anybody's ever done that. That's not a thing, because one tests absolute explosion speed and one is ability to hold on.
Yeah.
And then 1500 meter is aerobic.
Okay.
So like what I'm saying is high jump is mostly form. Long jump is how explosion you can jump, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get rid of high jump, we can have both of the runs.
Yes.
And then we're testing strength with shot put. We're testing athletic endurance. Ability with long jump. We're testing endurance.
Sort of.
Absolute speed, and then a blend of the two.
Yeah, I like that. So high jump out, long jump in, meter dash, both of them.
Put both of them in there. I like that.
So
only reason I say this is 100 meter dash, I full on believe that I can beat a lot of the games people in, and I don't think I would be able to on a 400 meter run.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's what you like. That's what you're going with.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
The long jump, we just cut out that weird skip bullshit they do, and we just straight up get them to jump as far as they can.
Why not the 110 meter hurdles versus the 110 meter dash?
Skill, to me, that's a practice.
We're testing fitness, and we're not testing skills. Like if I'm thinking who is the fittest athlete, not just who's practiced the thing the most. Like, yeah, I think one, it's off the cuff. It's very rough and raw and off the cuff. Like, what we have on the keep side, this is what you and your buddies would all go do to see who's the best one. Like, if you put all the things in the cut side, that's just who's done it the most.
Or it's like you found a stick and now you're all just trying.
But if you told the CrossFit athletes this is what you're going to do, do you want any of those in there? Not surprise them, but like they have 6 months to practice.
Not to test for fitness, to watch them do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not to test for fitness.
All right. Well, we got 3 minutes until we need to pass everybody off to the Savon podcast.
Sure, we got to get Ben with the boys.
Ariel Lowen's going to be on there. So a new one, keep five, cut five. Throw in the comments if you like this one.
I like this. This could be fun.
We may do this occasionally instead of blind rankings. We'll see. But blind rankings will definitely be back next week.
Food, keep five.
Tough. All right. Betting with the boys, go through real quick. On the showdown tomorrow, Ariel or Sydney? Tyler.
Ariel, 100%. Let me see what she's pulling at. Go ahead, John.
John?
Ariel or Sydney? Ariel.
I'm going with Ariel. And Heat One says?
Heat One says it's loading.
Need faster internet.
Heat One says Ariel at 63%. Way closer than I thought, actually.
Ooh, that's close.
I think some of those are legacy picks because if you
from Tia. Tia.
Yeah.
On the men's side, Jay Crouch or Roman Krennikov? We'll start with John this time.
I think it's
it's tough. It depends on the workout hard.
Yeah, it depends on the workout hard. I just feel like they're gonna have a harder. I'm gonna say Jay.
I'm going with Roman.
Nice. I'm going with Jay Crouch for 140 points, and he has 53% of the votes right now. Or picks.
I hope it comes in as a tie.
Votes.
And that way I get an advantage over everybody.
By the way, somebody asked, what do we keep? If Ariel redoes it, we keep the announcement score, not the redo score.
There you go. The three-way tie. So this is, goes back to the Heat 1 bracket, the championship match. Yonkoski, Dallin Pepper, Roman Krennikov. I'll start with this one. I'm going with Dallin because he cares about Heat 1. He wants to win it. He's paying attention. He wants to be the champion of the Heat 1 inaugural open bracket. So I'm going with Dallin. Tyler?
I'm never going against my boy Dallin. Dallin every day.
John?
Hey, what if just is Dallin going to win the open?
This is no, this is 24.3. 24.3. This is the,
close.
The Heat 1 bracket.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, man. I feel like Dallin wants to win the open. So, like, I think he's going to redo it. I think Dallin is going to do whatever he needs to do to win the open. That's what I think is going to happen. So, I'm going to say Dallin.
Yona at 13%, Roman at 19%, and Dallin Pepper with 68% of votes.
Yeah, there you go. The matchup I thought might have happened since Danielle is now in Nashville, but she's not a proven athlete. In the Heat 1 bracket on the women's side, Danielle Brandon or Ariel Lowen? Tyler?
Ariel.
Ariel, she'll redo it 9,000 times to beat Danielle.
She has an extra day to redo it. I'm going to go with Ariel as well. I don't think we're going to have any handstand pushups that would give Danielle a huge advantage. So Ariel, all three of us.
21% for Danielle. And 79% for Ariel.
And then finally, Taylor versus the world. In this case, Taylor versus Colton. John, can Taylor tie or win all 3 weeks?
No.
Why do I feel so much tension behind that? No.
Dude, Taylor's really fit, man. I can't bet against Colton, dude. Colton's come through for me so many times, man. I can't.
This one is so tough. Like, it would be like, not knowing the workout is so hard to pick.
I will know immediately once the workout is announced. I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Colton just because there may be something that goes super heavy as part of a ladder or something like that, that Taylor doesn't feel comfortable going all out. So
what if it's just snatches and you don't have to squat it?
I don't think it'll be Taylor. Snatches because we've already done dumbbell, but if it's power cleans if it's heavy power cleans, I think it's still paired with enough gymnastics that Colton will be fine.
Okay.
But I think it could be a tie for sure.
If you're allowed to power it, I mean, I think Taylor.
It'd be close. Wait, Tyler?
I'm going with Taylor. I've not bet against him yet. I'm not going to. He has the lowest votes I've seen thus far, but it changed leading up to Jason versus Taylor, and it evened out to 50-50 almost. Taylor has 29% of the picks, and Colton has 71.
Yep.
Can there I address? Guys.
Go ahead.
Some of Chase's comments, like he had a very strong opinion about the 110 meter hurdles that should be in for the Heat 5 cut 5. And I'm going to explain to you why.
Maybe
seal. And it's not just sprinting and jumping over and over again. I want you to go look at Cole Sager in 2015. He did hurdles in high school and he was one of the only people who could hurdle the thing. He was second and fourth. And then Matt Fraser was right. Like, 27th and 30 something, really bad, right? 2016, you don't have to hurdle anything. It's just straight up sprinting. And Cole Sager is 20th place because he's middle of the pack speed, but he has that hurdle thing that nobody else had. It is a skill. That's all I'm saying. That's all. I just wanted to address Chase.
I'm sure you guys can continue that next week on
you lost 19 other people, man.
Get with a programming open recap show. He lost to Dan Bailey. Dan Bailey also caught his sunglasses in midair during that hurdle run. So there you go.
Go watch
Savon. Yeah, go watch Savon. Ariel Lowen's on there. I don't know if was Colton on there or somebody. Somebody else might have been. Definitely Ariel. So go check them out. Thanks for joining, guys. See you next week.